Father's Day. My dad's been gone 30 years. Sure wish I could call him. I'll get there, folks. Hang on. My grandfather was not a godly man. But my dad changed that in our family. My dad was a godly man. Perfect man? No. There are no perfect men. There are no perfect women. He was a godly man. My dad led us to the Lord. And he changed the history of our family because of him serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 127:3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth." These verses speak to family life, and in particular, the role of the father in a home. Many analogies are given in life and literature about fathers, as well as in the scriptures. The word picture painted for us in the psalm is as a father, as a warrior who holds his arrows in his strong hand. God has called men to be mighty warriors. Our world today has emasculated men. Our world today has tried to make men into something that God did not intend for them to be. Our world has told men, you know, that you need to dress like a woman and be like a woman and act like a woman, but that's not God's plan. That's the devil's plan. Now, do I hate those guys that are doing that? No, I don't. I love them. And I want to show them the right way. We're not here for hate. We're here for truth. We're here for truth. And truth of God's word and what God says. In the beginning, God made them male and female. That's what he made. And the devil has been trying to destroy that ever since. It's nothing new. You go back and look in the scriptures, Sodom and Gomorrah and other places, God has always had a battle trying to help men be men and women be women. But he says here that this man is the mighty warrior. Now I can imagine a warrior going out to fight, and the thing that God says is this: hey, warrior, you're going to go fight, but you don't have any tools. You're not going to have a weapon. But in those days and times, their biggest weapon that they had was a bow. And he says, I want you to go out and fight, but he said, I want you to do something else. I want you to fight for your family. He says here that it is important that we fight for our family. In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, my life verse says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Wisdom. Wisdom begins with the Lord and with him. He says in verse 1 and 2 that we'll have long life and peace. And verse 3 and 4, favor with God. And he also says that we'll have health and we'll have prosperity in our life. Not by chasing after those things. We don't chase after longevity, chase after favor, chase after health, chase after prosperity. We chase after God, and those are the reward. Too often we try to chase after things and say, instead of chasing after God, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Quit chasing things. Perhaps, though, we can get a lesson from this to help us understand some things here. But the warrior has to have a weapon. So I brought my weapon. Now, Dan, I may need a volunteer with an apple later. Jim's too tall. But the scripture says that our children are like arrows in our quiver. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full. Now this quiver is full, it only has four. I praise God, I have five children. One of them is already in heaven. But I praise God for my children, that God has given me a quiver full. And over the years, he's even let some others come and stay in the quiver a while. And that's been good, about 50 of them. But arrows do some things, and I want us to think about it just for a little bit. The first thing an arrow does is it points the way to a destination. You come into the church and you look and there's signs that say restroom this way. And the arrows point to the certain directions for us. The direction an arrow goes is so important. For our children, the direction, the way that we point them is extremely important. It's important that they are pointed in the right direction, because if they're not, then they will not hit the destination that they're called to hit. The scripture tells us that for our children, we ought to raise them up in the Lord, train up a child in the way in which he should go, a direction, a destination, a purpose, a place. And if we do that, if we train them up in that way, the Bible says when they are old, they will not depart from it. Now, there may be different destinations in life, different vocations, different ways to live your life, but there's only one true destination that we need to train our children to head to. That is in godliness and training them to serve the Lord so that they will be able to spend eternity with him. And there'll be a family reunion in heaven one of these days, and hopefully all of your family is going to be there. Right now, this morning, as we speak, all of my children are in church somewhere, and I praise God for that. That's not because of me. That's because I happened to be taught by my dad that there was a direction to point them in, and I did, and they stayed in that direction. Now, sometime an arrow goes off wayward. Arrows do a couple of things, though. They point to destinations. They also indicate which way it is okay to turn. You see this fletching on here. When this arrow spins through the air, it spins like that. And when it spins, it keeps it balanced and it keeps it straight. Now, sometimes the fletching on here gets messed up. Fletching in our life, for us as parents, for us as families, it's the things that we put in our children's life to give them stability, to give them direction, to help them to stay balanced in their life. Because they can get out of balance real easy. You can get out of balance so easy with certain things. It's so important for this activity or that activity or those things. Time is being used up in so many different ways. And if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. But make sure that everything that we do has a focus so that the arrow can fly true and straight. Arrows are straight and arrows are narrow. They're straight. If you have a crooked arrow, you're not going to hit your target. Arrows are straight. Now, how do we make them straight? How do we keep them straight? You know, sometimes the scripture tells us that spare the rod, spoil the child. Sometimes you got to use a little straightening up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I got straightened up several times growing up. Weekly, daily, hourly, minutely, sometimes more than that. Got straightened up because I got out of whack. I got my life heading in the wrong direction. Said some things I weren't supposed to say. Spoke some things I wasn't supposed to speak. One thing I knew about my dad was this. My dad taught us that if he could not say it, we could not say it. I heard about a family the other day. There's this little kid all the way around the house. The mom would always say something like, or the dad would say something, they'd say, pardon my French. And they would say a word. Little kid went to school. Anybody know any foreign languages? I know a little French. We cannot expect to impart what we don't possess into our children's lives. Arrows are colorful. They're sleek. And they're efficient. Man, my children were colorful. And every one of them's different. Every child that you have, you know, it's funny because you raise one child and you go, oh, this is good. Next one comes along and you go, I know what to do. Plan 1, 2, 3. It doesn't work that way, does it? Everyone is a little bit unique. This arrow is different than this arrow. It's a different color. It has different markings. It even has a different tip on it. This is a solid tip, and this is an expanding tip. It has different tips on it. They're all different. Every one of our children is a little different. That's why the scripture says to train up a child in the way in which they should go. Because they're all unique and a little bit different. Arrows attempt to hit the target, but sometimes they miss the mark. Matter of fact, in the scripture calls sin a word in the Greek called amatia, which means to miss the mark. It means to fall short. You have a target that you're aiming at and it falls short. Let me tell you what, folks. As a parent, you're going to fall short. As a child, sometimes they're going to fall short because we are sinners. We have difficulties. We are not always going to hit the mark. But we know this, God loves to take us and shoot us again and try it again. He wants us to be able to hit the mark. And the way that that happens is by Him giving us His freedom and His grace and His mercy and His understanding in our lives. Arrows cannot be projected forward well by anything but the bow they were made to fit into. I could throw this arrow at Dan and I might hit him. Maybe. No. He could probably move out of the way. Now, if I take that arrow and I put it in my bow, this bow is set at 75 pounds and it will shoot that arrow at over 300 feet per second. You could not get out of the way fast enough if I were to shoot this at you. I'm not going to, just in case you know. But it can only be projected forward when it's placed in the right place. Arrows are completely dependent upon the bow. When I put this on here, if I were to put this in the wrong place, if I were to put it down here, it's not going to work. If I would put it up here, it's not going to work. But if I knock that arrow in the right place, drop it in my whisker biscuit, that's what they call, and I were to pull this back and let it fly at 300 feet per second, wherever I put these little pins on, that's where it's supposed to hit. I said supposed to hit. But it has to be done right. It has to be done in the right way. Arrows, if properly knocked, fly true. But they have to be properly knocked. If you don't put it in the right place and start it out right, it's not going to hit the right target in the right place. The scripture tells us that we ought to teach our children the truth. To set them up for failure is a horrible thing, but to set them up for success is to knock them in the right way. Not knock, like knock them on the head, but put them, set it up and have them in the right place so that they're pointed in the right direction. They fly true. That's why he says it, make their paths straight. So who is this warrior father that we're talking about here? He says that they are like the arrows in the hands of this warrior. So what is unique about and different about you? Everyone's a little bit different. So with this warrior father, the first thing the scripture tells us, he is skilled and he is strong. He is skilled and he is strong. When my kids were little, they were amazed that I could pull the bow back. Now they can do it and I can't. They were amazed at those things. The warrior has to be skilled and he has to be strong. He must be skilled to shoot arrows straight. Adrian Rogers said this, arrows are no more effective than the archer, and the bow is not better than the warrior who holds it. We must learn to be skilled and we must learn to be strong. We don't need weak men. We don't need weak families. We need strong families. 2 Timothy 2, 14 and 15 says this, remind him of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now I have a friend who shoots professionally for PSE. And I took this bow to him when I bought it. And I said, I need something done to this bow. I said, it makes too much noise and it won't shoot straight. And he said, well, it's not tuned. I said, well, tune it. I said, I can tune a guitar, but I can't tune this bow. So he took it and he tuned it. And now it's been set up and it shoots straight where it's pointed and it shoots where it needs to be. And it's been set up in such a way that it's quiet and efficient and effective. That's why he says there, present yourself to God approved. When he presented that to me, he said, man, this thing's approved now. It's been set up. It's been tuned up and ready for battle. Men, are you tuned up and ready for battle? Because you're in one. You're in one for the life of your children. You're in one for the life of your family. We're in one for the hope of our nation, our communities. And we better be tuned up and ready for battle, because baby, the battle's coming whether we like it or not. It's here. I'm doing that. Many times the captured audience of the Father's words are the listening ears of his children. They hear us. They hear what we say, how we talk, what we say, the words. I would love to be able to talk to my dad one more time and just say, Dad, what do you think about this? Dad, I need your wisdom. Do it while we can. Do it while you can. So not only is he skilled and strong, the warrior father shapes and sharpens. Today's arrows are made from an assortment of materials. Some are made from wood. Most are made from fiberglass or aluminum. These are fiberglass. I've got some aluminum ones. Wooden ones are kind of tough because they warp and it's hard to get them straight. Regardless of the material used, one consistent characteristic of arrows is that they have to fly straight. They must be shaped and fashioned in order to be straight. And that's what God wants. And you can take an arrow and you can do something with it. Let me show you. One of the things you do is once you put it together, you spin it. And see if it spins true. If it's out of balance, it'll go all over the place. But if it's true, it'll just spin and spin and spin. Because it's been set up perfectly and balanced. We must learn to shape and to sharpen our children so that they are balanced. Children do not come, they come in an assortment shape of sizes and bents in life, but they don't come out ready. Isn't that amazing? They don't come out ready. When a child is born, you know, other animals, it's amazing. You go out and watch horses, they're born, and within 15 minutes, that little pony's up running around and jumping and going crazy and hopping everywhere. And little birds, you know, learn to fly. Babies, they come out and they just kind of lay there and eat and make a mess. Literally. And they have to be shaped. They have to be nurtured. They have to be taken care of. That's why in Ephesians 6:4 it says this, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord." Teach them. Teach them in the right way. For sure. Listen to this story. I read this week. It says, "I will never forget one Saturday morning of a pheasant hunt. Dad, my older brother, and I were up at 4 a.m. We ate Mom's big, hearty breakfast, packed the car, and drove our designated field by 6 a.m. We arrived early to stake our spot before any others, anticipating the 8 a.m. opening hour. At that hour drew near, other hunters were frantically driving around us, finding to find fine spots in which to hunt. At 7:40 arrived, we saw hunters driving into the fields. By 7:45, the firing started, 15 minutes before the official start. We looked at Dad. He made no move except to look at his watch, still waiting for an 8 o'clock hour. Soon the birds were flying. By 7:50, all the hunters had moved into the fields. Shots were heard everywhere. Dad looked at his watch again and said, 'The hunt starts at 8 o'clock, boys.' About 3 minutes before 8, four hunters drove into our spot, walked past our field. We looked at Dad and said, 'These hunters, the hunt starts at 8. At 8, the birds were gone, but we started to drive into the field. We didn't get any birds that day, but we did get an unforgettable memory of a man I fervently wanted to be like, my father, my idea, who taught me absolute integrity. Son, you do it the right way. Here's the point, fathers. Your children are going to act like you in many ways. The question of the hour is not what will my children be, but what do I want my children to be?" The four warrior fathers also, one more thing, he is seeing and sizing. It's not uncommon here in Colorado to see several bales of hay in someone's yard. To see some targets set up. Many fathers see their children as something to, you know, go play with your mom or go play somewhere else, but something to kind of put off. Instead of being there with them and training and nurturing and being a part of that. I remember so many times going hunting with my dad or going fishing with my dad, and he made sure my setup was there and ready to go first. He made sure my fishing pole was set and ready to go before he ever started fishing. He made sure I was sitting on the stand and my gun and my bow or my stuff was ready before anyone else, before he ever looked at his stuff. He was training. He was getting things ready for me. The last thing a warrior father does is he shoots and he sends. He shoots and he sends. In Proverbs 17:6, it says, "Children's children are the crown of old age, and the glory of children is their father." He sees the target and he says, "This is what I'm going to do." Well, the greatest thing in our lives is to see our children walking with the Lord, and to see our children's children walking with the Lord. And to see our children's children's children, for some of you, walking with the Lord. We must point them in the right direction. You may say, "Man, my children are already grown and gone. I don't have..." Yes, you still do. You still have an opportunity to speak truth in their life, and you still have an opportunity to speak truth into your grandchildren's life and Brian, or to your great-grandchildren. Praise God that we can still show them the truth of who God is. God wants us to do that. And folks, it takes patience. And it takes practice. And it takes determination. And it takes focus in our lives. Behold, Children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Your children and my children are a heritage as they walk after us. Let's not think of heritage in terms of when we're gone. Let's live a heritage before them right now. And enjoy the fruit of our womb now as families, as individuals, so that we can change this world. Folks, God's not through with this world yet. I saw some children this week that I'm going, man, those are some warrior children. They're going to be strong. They're going to be healthy. They're going to be vibrant. It gives you hope. It gives you hope in the world when you think that there's no hope. I have a friend who was at a youth camp this week, and at that youth camp down at Highland Lakes Baptist Camp in Austin, they had 60 kids come to know Christ this week. Not only that, they had 20 kids that dedicated themselves to full-time ministry. Praise God. Praise God. There's hope. But it doesn't just hope. It's not that kind of hope. It's not like, I hope I hit the target. I hope it gets there. I hope the arrow's straight. I hope the bow's tuned. I hope everything is right. It's a hope that says, I'm going to do all these things right. And when I do, God is going to bring blessing as I do that. What do you think, folks? Time to do some hunting? Time to do some target practice? Time to do some direction? Time to do some fine-tuning in our own lives so that we are ready? Because you can have the straightest kid in the world, but you can have a bad bow, and it's not going to work. Father, I pray that you help us be the families you want us to be. So that, Lord, the words of the song that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, is not just words on a screen or words that we mouth, but, Lord, they truly are the commitment of our life to serve you. And we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.